Hello, welcome once again to Latho's Law. I'm Steve Latho. Okay, I got a story for you. I'm sitting at my home office desk. I've got a desk in a home office in the corner of a room where I have a good clear view of my front porch. This is the office that I have in my home, okay? And I'm sitting there one day and all of a sudden I see activity out of the corner of my eye and a young couple has walked up to my front door and they knock on my front door. So I'm not expecting anybody. And, you know, but I'd like to meet new people. So I walk over to the door. I open the door up and I say, hey, can I help you? And now this is a young couple. I'm guessing if they were seniors in high school, I'd believe you. Or if they were freshmen or sophomores in college, I'd believe you. Anywhere between like, say, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. But a young couple. Okay? And so this is people I can relate to on some level. They're not my generation. But, you know, again, can I help you? And the young man says, yes, we're looking for, and he names an address, 4-digit address. And it's not my address. My address is on the board right next to the door, about 6 inches from my face. Now, the first 2 digits he says are mine, but the last 2 digits are not mine. And so he says, is this? And he says the 4-digit number. And I point and I say, no, this is my address. And he gets this quizzical look on his face as if this is somehow confusing to him. And he says, well, we're looking for, and he says the 4-digit number they're looking for. And I said, okay, but this is, and I say the 4-digit number of my house, but I'm going to be helpful now. I'm going to be helpful. And I listened to what he said to me and I go, you're close. The first 2 digits are correct. But I said, the other 2 digits are not correct. And my house has an odd numbered street address. I said, the number you're looking for is an even number. Therefore, it's across the street. And I pointed because I also know that the numbers go up as the street progresses in that direction. So I said, what you're looking for is a house over there. And he goes, which one? And he looks. And I said, I'm not sure. I said, but it's over there. And he goes, well, how do you know it's over there if you don't know? I said, well, my house is an odd number. You're looking for an even number. The number you're looking for is higher than my number. And by the way, I'm the third house on the street, so it's not that hard to figure out. I said, on my side, I said, so you're looking for an odd number higher than mine, so it's got to be, or even number, so it's got to be over there. And he goes, but which one is it? I said, I can't see from here. I mean, my eyes aren't that good. I go, but it's going to be one of those houses over there. It's got to be because it's an even numbered address higher than my address. And I get the look again. And now he might not have been tipping his head that much, but I was literally envisioning Nipper, the dog, listening for his master's voice. And by the way, the woman with him, the young lady with him, was looking at me with just as much of a confused, befuddled look on her face. And then I realized, they don't know what even and odd numbers are. So I asked him, I said, okay, let me ask you a question. I go, this is an odd numbered address. The number you're looking for is an even number. I go, do you know what an even number is? And again, no response. The answer is obviously no, but I'm not trying to make the guy feel stupid. I'm trying to figure out what the root of this communication issue is. So I said, even numbers are divisible by 2. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 are even numbers. 2 is divisible by 2, 4 is divisible by 2, 6, 8, 10. Those are even numbers. You know, if you take something and split it in half and the halves are equal, it's an even number. I go, an odd number, 1, 3, 5, 7. Those are odd numbers. I point to my address, which ends in a 1. I go, that's an odd number. I go, in America, streets are such that they put the even numbers generally on one side, the odd numbers generally on the other. Every place I've lived, it's been like that. Again, the look. Deer in the headlights. Both of them. And now, if somebody popped out of the bushes with a camera and said, Steve, we're punking you. We're trying to make you think that, you know, you're in crazy world or something. I would have laughed and said, oh, that you got me. But they were both looking at me like they had no idea what I was talking about. And I realized, do they not teach even and odd numbers anymore? How do they teach math? I mean, I'm trying to remember. at what age I learned what. I remember learning addition and subtraction very young. I remember getting the multiplication tables. And then I remember learning my gazintas, Jethro Bodine. And I remembered, but I don't remember exactly when we covered the concept of just an even number or an odd number, but it must have been around the time you do basic division, because you learn that a number that's divisible by two won't have remainder before they teach you decimals and they talk remainders, or do they not teach that anymore either? I don't know. And I've seen some things about what they teach and don't teach in schools nowadays, and I'm frightened. But here are two young people who are right around graduation age of high school, possibly older. And they are genuinely confused because they can't find an address. And I'm trying to explain to them that it's a couple houses down and across the street because it's a higher number that's even, whereas my number's odd. And they don't understand even and odd, and apparently also don't understand like numbers going up or going down. And so finally I said, look, and again, I had delivered newspapers when I was a child. I've done a video about that, delivering newspapers. And I can tell you the street numbers of the houses up and down the street I grew up on, because I grew up on that street from when I was 5 years old to 21 years old. I lived in the same house for 16 years. We lived on the odd side of the street. I can tell you my neighbor's addresses. I can tell the addresses down one side and up the other because I delivered the newspapers there, okay? But I also knew even back then, odds are one side, evens are the other. And now I admit I may have known that simply because I was a paper boy. That's possible why I know that fact. But I was trying to explain this concept to these people, and they're looking at me like I was an alien speaking gibberish. And so finally I said, look, just trust me. The house you're looking for is one of those houses over there. It has to be. And the guy goes, okay, thank you. And him and the girl, by the way, the girl did not say a word the entire time. Did not say a word the entire time. They turned around and they walked away. And to get off my porch, you've got to walk a certain way, whether you're going to go either direction. And so I close the door and I go back and I sit down in my desk chair and I look out the window. I kid you not, they backed down the driveway. They went the wrong direction and pulled up the house next door. Odd numbered house, lower number. Now, no one is home there. And they eventually got in their car and they drove off in the wrong direction, apparently never finding the house they were looking for. So my question is, if you have children in school, or if you know teachers, or if you are a teacher, or you know anything about today's educational system, could you please explain to me how people can get out into public, having gone through our educational system, and not understand even numbers versus odd numbers, and not understand the idea that you might put odds down one side of the street and evens down the other? How is it possible? How is it possible? I don't know, but I witnessed it with my own eyes. It happened. These people walk among us. They have cars and driver's licenses. And like I said, two people on my porch didn't understand either concept. I don't know what's become of us or our educational system. There you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.